Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Are you ready, Jake?
I'm ready.
No, are you ready for this? I'm about to put my life on the line. Are you ready for this?
I'm not ready for that.
No. We're doing this. You don't know what we're doing, but I'm about to do it. Are you ready?
I don't think so.
I married my wife for her personality. Didn't realize that came as a variety pack, and some days I'm lucky enough to sample all 6 flavors. Do you know why I actually am reading that? Because my wife is the one who sent that to me.
Oh, nice.
So that makes it okay. Most importantly, I want to give a shout out and a happy birthday to my wife, Angie. She turns 40 today. She announced it, not announced, but she put out a post on social media, pictures of her skydiving. So people know that she's 40. So it's okay that I say that. It's okay that I read what I just read because she sent it to me. We have that type of relationship where we can have fun with each other and we know it's all good at the end of the day. But most importantly, very happy 40th birthday to my wife, Angie, who is now skydived twice, is the mother of 6, 5 daughters, twins, obviously there's 2 of them. And I have been lucky enough to be married to her for going on 19 years now. So happy birthday, Angie Carriker. When I said that, I should have paused more for effect and just let it lay out there in the universe. But when I first read that, what did you think? What thoughts entered your head there, Jake?
Well, you know, everybody's got, you know, different, like you said, relationship with your significant other. You better be able to be playful with your significant other to go through that, or you're looking for a fight.
Well, I'm definitely not looking for a fight. No. I don't want that. She's a black belt in Taekwondo too, by the way. So we actually have the board that she broke. We still have it. I got it framed and we got it put up in the house somewhere. She's so nice, sweet, and motherly, obviously with 6 kids. Some people don't realize, like, she's got a side to her that is ultra competitive and fierce, if you will. I made her mad one time when we were dating, and before it, I knew it, and I still don't really remember what happened. Okay, and I may have been like, you know, touching the top of her head, but she couldn't reach me type deal. So I was kind of asking for it. She like did a spin roundhouse kick, hit me in the chest. And like the couch was right behind me. And I was like, all of a sudden sitting down on the couch. And I was like, holy crap, that black belt thing is very, very real. So, all right. Shout out and happy birthday to Angie Carriker. Oh, random story on that, actually. So where we lived prior was Loveland, Colorado. I think I've ever sent the town before. I said the town before. If you ever been to Estes Park,
yeah.
Big Red of the Rockies. So you go right through Loveland.
Okay.
At the foothills of the mountains, and you head up into Estes Park. It was about 45 minutes away. You go to Big Red of the Rockies. Okay, that store up there. And it was interesting. I went to the thing about 5 years ago. Might have been longer than that. And they celebrated 20 years. And then all of a sudden, Big Red of the Rockies was gone. Like, they literally celebrated 20 years. Then it was gone. Now it's back, though. All right, so if you get a chance to go to Estes, it's back. They sell phenomenal Nebraska stuff, obviously. But I was at Gold's Gym working out. This is like 10 years ago at this point. And so I see this guy. And it looks like Master Longoria, which is Angie's like taekwondo instructor. But he's in Lincoln. Like his academy's in Lincoln. So it's like late at night, it's like 7 or 8. And I'm like, that looks just like Master Longoria. But I'm like, there's no way. He's at the Gold's Gym in Loveland, which is like 8 hours away. So I just go home and I don't think much of it. I go to the gym the next day and I'm working out and I kind of go into psycho mode when I work out. So I don't really pay attention to what's going on around me. All of a sudden, this dude's standing in front of me. He goes, "Hey, Adam, how you doing?" I'm like, "Holy crap, it is you. It is Master Longoria." And so he's a smaller individual in stature. Okay. But he's like an 8th degree black belt. Like, there's not many there's people out there who can kick my butt. There's not many people I just know unequivocally, no questions asked, that could kick my butt. And he's one of them. Like, just an 8th degree black belt. I think it's 8th degree. I think 9th degree is the highest you can go. He was one level below. Like, this was 10 years ago. So maybe he's the 9th degree now. I don't know. But I was like, man, it is so random that he was 8 hours away in Gold's Gym in Loveland, a guy I hadn't seen since Angie got her black belt, which was about 10 years before that. But it turns out, We knew a family, I won't say their name, but they were gigantic Husker fans. They live literally 5 minutes from our house. They had a bunch of horses. We'd take our girls over there. They'd ride the horses. And Master Longoria, all right, was friends with them. It was actually in town visiting them, which how he happened to be there. The most random thing ever. Like, 8 hours away, here's Master Longoria and the one who trained my wife to be a black belt. And he's randomly in front of me, like at 8 o'clock at night at a Gold's Gym. And I didn't anticipate it. But Nebraska's wide receiver room. So I've got some information, some stats here, some projections, some rankings. Okay, I will say this. I'll lead off with this. When you look at some of the best position units in college football that are, I should say, that are projected to be the best position units in college football. I mean, Texas is, their defense is highly thought of. They are thought of to have the best defensive secondary in the country, according to this anyways. All right, per Max Chadwick. The best linebacker core in the country. So they have the best back seven in the entire country, according to Max Chadwick. The best defensive line belongs to Clemson, and I would absolutely agree with that. I would agree with that. Alabama, the best offensive line. So I'm just going to point something out. So Elijah Pridgett's already projected to be a first-round draft pick by some going into next NFL season. Does it mean anything to us that he left and Nebraska or Alabama still projected to have the best offensive line in the country? Should that mean anything to Nebraska fans?
I wouldn't say not. I wouldn't look too much into it. Alabama's a factory for NFL players, and yes, they've had good offensive lines all along. But I mean, I would take note of it. Yes,
that was my assessment as well. Okay, yeah. You look at running backs. It's Penn State. All right, Nick Singleton, Catron Allen. When we went through when we discussed like a week or two ago, is Emmett Johnson being overlooked? I had the top 20 running backs in the Big Ten as they were rated. Emmett Johnson was left off of one list and he was 15th on another. 1 and 2 on both lists were Penn State's running backs. So I'm not surprised to see they have the top running back backfield in the country. LSU. LSU, the top quarterback in the country, Nussmeier. I was surprised to see this, but then I look around and I'm like, well, in the Big Ten, it's most people think Drew Aller. Out of the SEC, so many quarterbacks that were established from a season ago are no longer around. There's so many new, young, talented quarterbacks. And we kind of went through that list a little bit last week, discussing where Dylan kind of ranked in some of this conversation going into next year. Who else would be in this conversation along with Nussmeier out of LSU, who has an NFL, like, a lot of things about him scream NFL. When you look at his pocket presence, his arm, his experience now, turn the ball over a lot. He can put up big yardage, make big throws, a little bit inconsistent, but he's got another year of experience. To me, in the conversation would be Drew Aller, Nussmeier, and if Carson Beck can get his elbow completely healthy, those would be the three that pop into my head. I have trouble trying to think of a fourth. And this isn't the topic of this. It's supposed to be the main thing of this discussion here. This topic isn't supposed to be the quarterback room. It's supposed to be coming back to the wide receiver room where Nebraska ranks in the country. But I was surprised that Garrett Nussmeier out of LSU was number one. Although, when I think about it, Carson Beck, you don't know how the elbow is going to be. Drew Aller, most people think of him as the best quarterback in the Big Ten. But I think people have lowered the ceiling in their minds on Drew Aller of what he can be. So Garrett Nussmeier probably has the higher ceiling. Were you surprised that it's Garrett Nussmeier?
Not completely surprised. I think like Cade Klubnick at Clemson has kind of been getting the nod a lot of the time. You know, I don't think Lenora Sellers at South Carolina has risen that far, but he seems to be kind of the one with maybe the more upside of the group. But it is, I mean, this year is just, that's kind of what it is. I always kind of go back to in the Big 12 days, right after you graduated, we had a year where Colt McCoy was coming back and Bradford was coming back and Graham Harrell was coming back. And it was just like, man, this quarterback class. And Chase Daniel was there. Nebraska had like,
you Missouri, know,
in Gans or whatever. So, I mean, there was just a lot of really good quarterbacks. I think that that group of quarterbacks would probably be all of them be the ranked the highest quarterback this year, just because a lot of the better quarterbacks from last year departed.
That's a great point. Cade Klubnick would be, how did I leave him out? You know, when you're just trying to think of names off on the spot, sometimes you'll leave things out. Cade Klubnick would be the guy that I would probably put number one. And a lot of that would hinge on Garrett Nussmeier's improvement, Carson Beck's elbow, and does Drew Aller, he's got the potential. But do they finally throw the ball downfield? Does he finally have guys to throw the ball downfield to in that wide receiver room? Again, there were multiple games last year, USC, Notre Dame. The top two leading pass catchers in those games for Penn State was Tyler Warren, the best tight end in the country, and then a running back. That's not good. All right. So you come back to what was supposed to be the main point of this topic of conversation, which was the wide receiver room. Now, pass catchers, according to this list, wide receiver tight ends goes to Ohio State. So Ohio State has Max Clair as their tight end. I mean, their wide receiver room is loaded. Probably the best offensive player in America is Jeremiah Smith, and you got Carnell Tate. Okay, depending on who steps up as their number three wide receiver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Let me see. I want to see who they have projected here to be next on the list. Yeah, they have the who I think is going to be, okay, which is Brandon Innes. I think I'm saying that right. But they go like 4 deep. And I've seen multiple lists where they rank the top wide receivers in the Big Ten. And Ohio State's got like 2 of the top 4, 3 of the top 5, 4 of the top 10. So I wasn't surprised to see Ohio State on the top of this list. And when you think of the top wide receiver rooms in the entire country, Ohio State's absolutely in that conversation. Texas is in that conversation. Georgia, who led America in drop passes last year, is in that conversation. LSU, who just might be my dark horse team. I gotta ponder it a little bit more. Might be my dark horse team to play Texas in that SEC championship game and maybe beat them. I do think this is the best LSU roster that the Tigers have had in half a decade. USC is projected to be ahead of Nebraska, which surprised me as far as a wide receiver room because USC lost their top 5 pass catchers from a year ago. And so I've seen multiple lists You look nationally, multiple lists where USC is in front of Nebraska. You look nationally, according to this particular preseason projection when it comes to wide receiver rooms. It goes Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, LSU, USC at 5, Alabama 6, Missouri, Oregon, Oklahoma, Ole Miss. Then Colorado, Texas A&M, Washington, Arizona. A couple of Big 12 teams in there. Okay, when you go Big 10 specifically, it goes Ohio State, USC number 2, Penn State number 3. If Penn State has the third best wide receiver room in the Big 10, I'm taking them to go to the national championship. My only question about Penn State is how much higher can Drew Aller's game go? And I think that is directly connected to the improvements or lack thereof, whatever it turns out to be true this season, that have happened in that wide receiver room for Penn State. But right now, USC, Penn State are 2-3. Indiana is 4. When you just look at the Big Ten specifically at some of these rankings, Oregon is 5. Nebraska is projected to have the 6th best wide receiver room in the Big Ten. I'm kind of surprised to see USC as high as they are, but it's consistent across the board. And I even looked at their transfer portal additions. I mean, they had the 18th ranked transfer portal class in the country. They have some decent additions, some guys who can come in and make plays, but I feel like they had more talented guys leave. They had multiple two five-star guys leave. One of them went to Georgia that were wide receivers, guys who can return kicks, electric type players. And so I'm a little bit surprised to see USC this high. Penn State, man, if they have the third best wide receiver in the room in the Big Ten, they're like a national title contender. Indiana, all right, they've got some guys coming back from a year ago. Oregon, all right, they're always loaded with speed. Nebraska at 6. What are your thoughts on Ohio State, USC, Penn State, Indiana, Oregon, Nebraska being the top 6 in the Big Ten according to these rankings? You look at a different ranking, and they've got Washington's wide receiver room in addition being ahead of Nebraska, although they did drop Indiana in that particular projection. What are your thoughts on Nebraska's wide receiver room being projected 6th in the Big Ten coming into the season and just outside the top 15 nationally?
I think that's fair, and I think especially when you kind of take a step back and look at kind of the national ranking, right? That's where if Nebraska is anywhere close to the top 25 in wide receivers in the nation, that'll be a big step and a big jump from, I don't know, there's only a few wide receiver units at Nebraska over the last 25 years that would even have an argument in there. So that would be huge, obviously, for Dylan Raiola. And so you know, when you kind of break it down team by team, you know, you can have arguments here and there. There's few teams that are just kind of looking down at the other teams. Penn State, like you said, you know, Trevor Payne is almost a 1,000-yard receiver that they got from Syracuse. Sounds like they paid almost $2 million for him. So they spent the money and probably good money spent as they're going after that national championship here. But I do think I'm still a little bit in wait and see mode on the wide receiver unit. I think it's partially just because of the Banks Nayor run that we had last year, which wasn't terrible. It just didn't quite live up to what we expected it to. Right.
That's putting it nicely.
And yeah. And then if you look at the key additions this year, Dane Key, yes, could be an NFL player. He had 2 touchdowns last year. You know, Nazaiah Hunter, young player, get excited about him, but both him and Barney, you know, they didn't reach 600 yards receiving. So not to say that, you know, 578, which Hunter had as a freshman, is bad or anything. It's just, you know, I think sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves and get really excited about things before we see them come to fruition. Of course, the bigger part of that is now, do we believe in the wide receiver coach a little bit more than we did last year as well?
The wide receiver coach, the offensive coordinator, plays are being called, the way they're being coached up, the way everything's going to gel, who's in charge of everything, being Holgorsen, to your point, the wide receiver coach, D. Shorts. Man, it's interesting. You said something there. You said a lot of things that I thought were interesting. I will say this. I mentioned this way back in January, I think. Ja'Cory Barney, according to Pro Football Focus, was graded out as the number 2 true freshman wide receiver in the entire country. Number 1 was, of course, Jeremiah Smith out of Ohio State. So that's something to keep in mind. So you're basically telling me that this Kool-Aid that I've got up to my lips and I'm about ready to drink right now, I need to put the Kool-Aid back down. Is that what you're telling me?
You don't need to. I've just been through a few. I've been hyped up about things before that haven't come to fruition. So again, I think for a lot, like a lot of Husker fans, a little bit more of a wait and see. But as the summer goes on, we'll drink the Kool-Aid with you.
Let's be real. It's not just the wide receivers. It's the wide receiver coach. It's the guy in charge of the offense calling the plays. It's the guy throwing the football. A wide receiver will be upgraded or downgraded based on the guy getting him the ball. So a lot of this depends on Dylan Raiola. A lot of how Dylan Raiola plays depends on the guys getting open. which also depends on the run game, which also sets up the pass game and the play action pass. And everything starts up front. If there's no holes up front, the running backs are going to have a hard time going anywhere. If the quarterback, which is going to make it hard to set up the play action pass, which makes the offensive play calling more predictable. And if even if it's not predictable, you still got to have time to throw the ball. So it all starts up front. Okay. I still believe offense puts butts in the seats, defense wins games, trenches on both sides of the ball wins championships or not. But it all kind of goes hand in hand. Football is the ultimate team game. But I think you make some great points there. Out of curiosity, and I'll give my thoughts. I do think Nebraska has one of the top five wide receiver rooms in the Big Ten. I think when you go nationally, whether they break that top 15 is something we got to wait and see. Like, I just want to drink the Kool-Aid in the offseason. Like, I want the NBA to be good and fun to watch again. I want to drink the Kool-Aid in the offseason with Nebraska. I just do. I'm not going to hide that. I think everybody wants to. Now, sometimes it can be more painful to do it based on previous years and previous offseasons and then what actually happened. I think it's fair to say Nebraska's around the fifth best wide receiver room in the Big Ten till we see some actual football. And they're probably just outside of that top 15. I would say it's fair to say top 20 until we see some actual football, what actually happens. You said there aren't many wide receiver rooms, but I think you said there might be one that could have an argument to be rated higher than that over the past decade here at Nebraska. What were those wide receiver rooms, out of curiosity? Who was in those rooms?
Well, I'd go back to about a decade ago when you had Jordan Westerkamp, Brandon Riley, DeMorne Pearsonell. I can't remember if they were all at the same, Jamal Turner. You know, there's mm-hmm. just some pretty good names there. And then, you know, that's the one that I always kind of thought was competitive, at least since I've been, you know, since the transition from the option game, I suppose, to the unit that you guys had when you were there with Maurice Purifoy and Todd Peterson and Nate Swift, and Brands Hardy really went off again for a game here and there. So those are the two units that I think are the best units Nebraska's had as units. Like, you know, Trey Palmer, if you had a little bit more, there's better maybe individual wide receivers mm-hmm. at times, but those are the two best units I can think of since the change from the option offense, which I think is fair to make that, you know, to grade wide receivers differently from there on.
Think about this. All right. There was a time at Texas Tech where Michael Crabtree and Danny Amendola were both there. Remember, Crabtree didn't just win the Biletnikoff once. He won it twice. Danny Amendola went on to be freaking Danny Amendola in the NFL. Wasn't too bad in college either, especially as a kick returner. And Lincoln Riley was their wide receiver position coach, and he was only 24 years old. Man, that's crazy. When you think about other loaded rooms, Alabama's 2015 coaching staff. Listen to this. Head coach, Nick Saban. Offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, Lane Kiffin. Defensive coordinator, inside linebackers coach, Kirby Smart. Offensive line, Mario Cristobal. Wide receivers, Billy Napier. Assistant head coach, defensive backs, Mel Tucker. Graduate assistant, Dan Lanning.
For those
who don't know, Dan Lanning, Oregon's head coach. Mel Tucker was just the head coach at Colorado, Michigan State. Billy Napier, Florida's head coach. Mario Cristobal, Miami's head coach. Kirby Smart, Georgia's head coach. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss's head coach. How crazy is that, Jake?
That is crazy. The first few I kind of knew and kind of remember it. I didn't realize the staff went that deep.
How's that even legal? Is there anything off the text line real quick?
Well, Mississippi Mud Dog has another argument, and I think it's fair. So he said 2014. I think is I don't think Kenny Bell was there by then, but he included him in there. But I do think Kenny Bell and Quincy Enunwa as a tandem probably deserve an argument as well. Think who else was in that group, but it was primarily them standing out.
All right. Just a few facts on Dane Key, because I think Dane Key's a little bit hard to project. Now, this is a guy that most people thought, had he gone to the NFL, which he thought about, he'd be a third-round pick, maybe second round. Okay, he's an NFL wide receiver, future NFL wide receiver. Now, you mentioned he only had a couple of touchdown receptions last year at Kentucky. That offense at Kentucky, how do I put this, was well below average. They were immensely struggled at the quarterback room that year. And Kentucky, I believe, was 4-8 a season ago. So that was a struggling team as a whole. And like we said, it's all connected. That being said, you know, we got to see the upgrade that we're hoping to see out of him here this year at Nebraska. But here's a couple things to think about. He is the 22nd overall NFL wide receiver prospect. Okay. Some people compare him to Pat Bryant, who was drafted 84th overall, or Trey Harris, who was just drafted 55th overall. in his three seasons at Kentucky, he's fifth all time in receptions with 126. All right, he's listed 6'3", 210 pounds, estimated to be about a 4.5, 40-yard dash, I would say, and ranked sixth in intermediate routes and sixth in deep threats as well by scouts coming into this season. And he averages about 15 yards of reception. Isaiah Hunter averages about 15 yards of reception. A season ago, Dylan Raiola averaged well under 10 yards per pass. So being able to threaten a defense down the field, being able to stretch a defense is going to open up everything underneath. And then when we open up that, you can now try to take the top off a defense like we used to be able to do. And hopefully we can do again this season with a guy named Trey Palmer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.